Torah, Tira, Yashiv, and the Tzadik of Rochon. First, we put in a lifetime, spent over a century, tremendous smother, incredible asmother. This asmother only came to God of Ador. And the individual who was looked up to by so many B'nai Korah, the members of Klal Yisrael, the preeminent authority in matters of halacha for many decades, is passing. An era comes to a close, and Klal Yisrael is bereft, orphaned of a beacon of light shown throughout the world. I mentioned before, not as if Yoshev, Sefer Tzadik Livracha, was the top of the pinnacle of Gedolei Torah and Halacha. So let's say he was a 10, and now we will have to do with a 9 or an 8. My vantage point, there's no 9s and no 8s. I know how to measure 7, 6s. Let's say we said where Moshe passed away 26 years ago. So we were left. Epic, an era comes to a close. A great Talmud Chabad of this nature, this stature, leaves us. Of course, the proper response of the Ben Torah is to be mischazik and limud haTorah. That's exactly what Rabbi Yoshua would want, not a question about it. We saw that Noah is faded. The one that he is faded, that the Tzavon Noah is faded. I say, Tillim, we're going to try to have a live hookup here in this Medish. See, it was a sudden 2 o'clock hour time, we're trying to get it working. But our contribution is fundamentally to each one from mischazik and limud haTorah. The halacha, the asmada, the shemayim, all the characteristics of this great man who has left us. And while it's obvious that none of us can reach that level, it doesn't matter. Every person is required to reach his own level. No one's going to say to you at 120, "Why weren't you Rabbi Yoshua?" Shy asked the thing. Superhuman, the Malach and the Malach and the Teva is Kaifus. They ask you, why weren't you? As a Hasidim would put it, why aren't you a Mzusha? Or a Mzisha, that's how you pronounce it. That's even worried about how, why not the Baal Shem Tov, and why is not the Kivega. You have to be who you are. So, they say in the army, be all you can be. So, we have to be all the way to Tzivas Hashem to try to maximize each and every one's own potential. That's the take home lesson from this Odom Godel Bar Nokim, who was able to reach incredible levels, mind-boggling levels. Mamish, not a hatsmi, not shaykh. They knew everything, backwards, forwards, around, everything. Just my smother, chazara. I want to say one thing. I was told in the name of the Rebbetzin, the late Rebbetzin Kanievsky, who was his oldest daughter. Her husband, Shalita of Khan Kanievsky, is known by us as the Masmin Ador. So we know. Story about Chaim when he came time to his own wedding. They had to pull him out of his medrash to come to his own wedding because he's a learning. His father's time, but he'll pull him out of it. That's what they say. Pull out of his medrash, come to his own wedding. Today we have flowers and pictures and I don't know what, but I don't want to get about it. And they say from his late Rebbetzin, my husband's talking a big masmid. He's a masmid. He ain't seen nothing yet. My father, oh, that's a masmid. We have no asogas in the masmid. Shayim. Way above us. But doesn't exempt us from trying for an extra 5 minutes. It's also called masmid. And in our world, I want to make it clear, I'm not telling anybody to become a masmid like that because you can't do that in one day. A masmid for us, for our purpose, I'll be very limited in my challenge. But just to keep the story. Come on time, learn the whole Seder. Beta star, sleep, sleep, eat. I'm not. The storm itself. That's not a small madrega to keep the storm. But we keep the storm. This itself is a healing the shama for someone who's storm or beyond our understanding, at least we do on our own level. To begin the shiur for today, I want to quote from Rabbi Yashas Mechut. It's very, very, very many. Famous Mechutonim, Gdolei Hador, the Stipler was his first Mechutin. And then the Baal Mincha Shlomo, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, was another Mechutin of Rabbi Yashar. We mentioned it yesterday, I saw it quoted, but thanks to Avi, we found it in the real life. Mincha Shlomo, Kelet Beis, Sin Aleph. The Mitzvah Shire, the Trillin, who we did Kesha Shalkayom, Sin Aleph. I read you a few highlights yesterday, without even seeing it inside, so as it was quoted. And here we have it with more bold relief. This is the beginning with a few little comments. Oh. So, you recall, the issue was, supposed to, the big promise is Avnei's problem. Of course, the bar is tefillin, and it's to be passed by Rabbeinu Tam, it gets Rabbeinu Elio, and when it comes to Raya, and the Sugi Eirim, is that it's a Kesher Shel Kayoma, that indicates that it has to be kept there permanently. So if we bar its filling and undo it the next day or shortly thereafter to give it back, of course, so when you return it, undo it, not a Kesher Tayama, mitzvah of fire, say Madaba, you're not Yoitze. That's how it starts. That's the very last few words after you look it up. It was Kuf Pei Gimel, Sif Kotten, Hey. I think where it was. Oh. Now, I mentioned a few issues back and forth. But the Zalman says that the Kesher itself is a Kesher Shel Kayom, even though it's going to be undone. And I suggest that without even seeing it, maybe he quotes the Be'alach on Simen Shin Yud Zayin. Guess what? I was right. He quotes the Be'alach on Simen Shin Yud Zayin. Be'alach says, why can't you tie tzitzis? This is an old gimel. Why can't you start tzitzis on Shabbos and have in mind take it after Abdullah? Because tzitzis, in and of itself, objectively, is a kesher shel kayama, and your intention to undo it after Abdullah has no effect. That is true in old skin. It's only a problem, one problem. That's what the Bialoka says in Shin Yud Zayin. Who's arguing with him? The base mayor? No, that dog. He disagrees. The base mayor, this is quote paragraph V'omna, on page Dalit, you know, yes, it's true. The Keshe Gitzaratzmo Shel Kayomo, what you think doesn't matter. They learned from Sandal de Beitre. Everyone sings in Shabbos. Two people shared a pair of sandals. It was a little poverty in those days. Right? And they would fit one this way and one that way. In Avraham Mitzara Lovish, Oosa Keshe La'atiro, Zemik Reina Shel Kayomo, because they're Shel Kayom. But his own such poverty, he looked for his own sandals. Tyrone sandals even did for good. To share it. Oh. So what does that mean? So what's going to happen in our situation? Says Shlomo Zalman, how do you push the nuchta? Because over here, you borrow tefillin. Can I create a phrase that he doesn't have? Tefillin the Beitre. It's tefillin the Beitre, right? One. Let's say this poverty. So two brothers are sharing a pair of tefillin. One is a small head, one is a big head. They have to, down the first minute, down the second minute, Tefillin the Beitre. So the base mayor says, tefillin the Beitre, that's objectively has to be done and undone. That's not a Kesher Shel Kayom. So this is Kahan Kushu Luduk. His teretz, let's say his teretz first, which I did not see until I got the actual sefer. This is Lachay Nir, toward the end of the very similar. Something fascinating. Fascinating. He says, he starts down the Nazis' heart. But Matsir B'Sham Alach has become a kosei, the same mushel. If you write and plan to erase, still chayim. Why? To become a malacha, also dava chodosh, ashlohayim yikodem, doesn't matter, you can't undo it. But kosher, all it is, there's a malacha of chibur, is my word. Chaber ben shnei, brahma, kayam and kvar. The left is a chibur, and diet, the last soul, so the olam, that itself is a malach. it makes a Dabba Chodesh. What's Dabba Chodesh? The Chibur itself. Because one becomes a Guf Echad. Daito Lahatiro remains Shneidvar Nifradim. Yep. So I took Shleim Azam. Oh. Now, comes to Mordechai. So when it comes to Kesher, notes are Dabba Chodesh. So just Tfilin. Even though the Keshem is an Atzmo, it's not Shal Kayamas, it's Shal Debetrei. Kolokom, or it is Chad, Chadai, the Akeshem, Shosu, the Hechshir, and Tfilin, the Fichok, Nechshav, Gav Keshem, and Shabbos, V'chayim. Eilo, Keshem, Shal Tfilin, Atzmo, Nikbar, Keshem, Gav Be'ena, Shal Kayam, U'mekayim, Vazem, Mitzah, Sukshar, Dem. Okay? Yechayim and do it on Shabbos, because Shabbos yechayim and keshel kayam. Oh, the keshel in the schadish ayado shini b'dik. A little over on the end of the shir kufay, but it's somewhat different twist. Yes, sir.
Don't Tosfos say you need that? In Tosfos itself, think that after a time that you can prove the gemara evidence keshel kayam, no?
Right.
So how is he defending our practice according to Rinatam by saying it's not really keshel kayam?
He's saying it's the equivalent of Kesher Kayam.
Yes, but those are Kesher Kayam, they don't necessarily
mean... The equivalent of Kesher Kayam. In other words, remember... Right, we'll leave it there. Practical Lachain, but look at the end. I don't want to take too much time, because we have to get to the next suits. Okay. Now, interesting, I saw the Keren Ora at the very beginning with a stark attending its closest. And I didn't discuss it too much yesterday, because I didn't have a good answer. I feel just sort of... let it go a little bit. But there is an interesting question over here. Let's take a look at the Tosis itself. in the Tosis. Our gears of the Gemara, that we saw yesterday, Tfilin Mamas and Gemara Kalei, on the base, Vishas Teslai, Vishas Anava, Vashas Kshira. Okay? There have been the Yos in the Kshira every single day. And now Bashas Kshira. Yeah. Okay, back and forth. Then it says as follows. We made a time to try Hebrew. Fine. With the Purish of Enelio, the first narrow line on Rav Menachem. Havale the Meimar Bashas Kshira Bashas Anon. It should have said, from Shas Kshira, the Shas Anon. So says Tosis. Now what does this line mean? We read to the Keren Ora at the very beginning of his piece on the Sugya. I read it to you. He quotes this line. And he writes as follows. Dictacles out of the Dibrem and the Yoham of the name of Ipcha, which has Kshira Shas Anon. Lo hevanti div zeh! Keren Ora didn't understand. How are we going to understand? Keren Ora didn't understand. Now, Parvah was the master of Eliyahu, Zal Kshirim Chayom, Hayuk Shet Philip Udnoch, the Malayad, the Valarosh, Achakat, Koshu, the Kaim, Mrs. Shana Yadetta. He said, that we said already yesterday. Because you're doing it in the living room, then going to Shul, or then to Bes Medrash, that's ancient history. And the wads on the arm, the wads on the head. About it. Yin Kain, Hanocha Kodem, on the arm and the head, Vachakach Shira. What do you mean? Why should it say Shira Tanach? Is that true? Hanocha on the arm or on the head, followed by the daily Shira. The Shira, I call him Hanocha Layad, Kemana committed Shira of Koshu Bechoyo, I call him Hanocha, he commits a cloud, he commits a Yak Shira Ayad. What's Tosis talking about? I don't know what Tosis is talking about. And there's no terrors. They left it the way it is. So part of them didn't ask me the same question. I said, I don't know. If the Keren Ora, then how am I supposed to know? I said, I think I'm caught. He doesn't know. But Rav Shlomo Zalman does know. Shlomo Zalman. He quotes this question from the Keren Ora. He gives an interesting, fascinating answer. It like this. Look, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu,
the Hiduk.
Has to be a Hiduk, no question about it. No, not, obviously, you're not going to leave it loose. Has to have Hiduk. When you make a bracha, we know, over the last couple, the last step is what? The last step is the Hiduk. Last step. So when should you make the bracha? Look at the little toasts. Mishas kshira. Kshira is not hiduk. That's what I made a tasty. Kshira is kshira. Where does kshira take place? After it fills on your arm and your head. You tie the knot, the dalit, the yud, the lapel shmisina, it is. And then, in the case of the shalyah, you pull. That pulling is called hanalah. Because Shira is tying the knot, so Hanocha is setting it in its right place. That's what it means. That's what the mitzvah begins. That's a pshat in our Tosfos. I think it's an excellent pshat. I don't know of any other pshat at all. Don't know. But now we come, Rabosai. We discussed yesterday. I'll end with this part of the Shir. What does the word of Sharta mean? So we mentioned briefly that the word of Sharta, the word Shira, may different things in the Gemara, different things in the Pasuk. The Ma'arit is the one who says that, and Rosh Hashanah quotes it. That's over here. Sif Chavnal, Ma'arit. The Ma'arit says that the word Shira means the Shira of the knot in the Pasuk. One has a dikshot tefillin. That's a problem. Ain't kavonas at Torah be'omu kshat al hanocha. Ela keshes et zarech lios b'rtzuas at tefillin. The kavonas at kosur. She has a keshes b'rtzuas at tefillin. Tisha ayin ezeh yachakach lo'osa yotcha. Like uchsatim zos b'sefer b'shireto. You don't write it on the house. We're on the clock. Later on you put it there. Therefore, you don't make a bracha on the kshira. Heck, should we see it's filling? Lonia, which is Ikara Mitzvah. So writes the Marit. Now, you pass it by the time. This is as far as. Quarter by the time, he asked cloud of forest, the lush of Sharton, Koyal, Asias, the Kesh, the Pirish Marit. You know, we suggested yesterday. It's impossible. Why? Did can't take shituva, push that tosa now. The other half nothing. That's the mamma zayin of an aleph. The ma'al chopa sha'anoch al yad small. You know the kshira b'yamin. Typically, she'amal l'ashak l'diksha b'yamin. She'am l'aniach b'yamin. Fire up the knot. That's what this word shah the term means. Fire very nice knot. Put it right in. Put it up. That's the kashra. That's very big kashra. Elevani l'chrochem l'oma. Shira b'yamin is hiduk. That's very small, obviously. Ukshartem is also hiduk. Adam Arit, look what he says. Upirish marit nicha rak lahach ros ha'toysis the psharot, Rabbein Shimshon. The betvilin shal yad mashmat tveik Rabbein Eliyahu. Listen to Krok Shartem. Ubavu on the afogav the pirish of ha'toysis the mati east of the Gemara. Shushas anach ha'chas kshira. Had a betvilin shal rosh. Ukshirazu, Hainu Hiduk, as the Rebbe Tam said, but they didn't say Pshat, the word Ksharta, because Ksharta is on Tzvil and Shiyad, and Tzvil and Shiyad are called Rebbe Elio. So writes the Menachem Shlomo over here, paragraph Ovna, on page base. That's a very important Yisod. That's what he says. Oh! I don't want to go any further because I want to get to the new Yonim, but it's spelled appropriately. Not to finish up yesterday, and close especially the relation with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, Zeicha Tzadik, and the Brochas, the Chutonim, we're seeing a picture of the Chasidim when the children got married. Dolio, let's now turn our attention about to the Sugya of the Brocha on Tefillin. There are a number of different parts in the Sugya. Why do you say Elohim Yach Tefillin? You say Liksha Tefillin. Because we just said this one, the question, the Ma'arit question. Then the Baruch Shakas, we usually make Brochas. Volition of the crop. The best answer is, Rav Mosai, that the kesher means, at least according to some, the kshira of the yud and the dalit, so before, and the bracha has nothing to do with that. The bracha is on the meiser that you do every single day. The hiduk, and hanacha includes everything. Put it on the hand, tying it. We said liksha, it leads to a wrong impression. That Rabbeinu Liol tried. We don't say, well, liksha, but you want to say liksha, be a good kasha. You don't say liksha, but it says in the Mefurash Gemara, Lanya Tfilin, Rabbeinu Liol is a good kasha, why don't say liksha? But for us, no, Lanya includes everything. Everything. Oh. The Bach says, a new word. The Bach says, liksha would mean, put it on, pick it up a second later. Lanya means you go on the whole day. The mitzvah Tfilin is all day. If you do it, I don't do it. We'll get to that later. But the theory of the mitzvah shown is all day, and that's why we have to use the word lehani. Now, I use the word lehani, yeah, but that's so simple. Open to the Divrei Chamudis, Shekot Nun Dalet. Even those who speak Sfaradit, and there are quite a few in this room, but you have those who are bedayim, make a distinction between a dagesh and not a dagesh. Right? So you might say lehaniach, lehaniach, or lehaniach. Either way, you have the same issue, no matter what dialect you use. Bro, take a look at both sides. Divrei Chamudis, Sitkata, Nun, Dal. Pasuk Lo'ad B'Shem Aribulin, Maril. Sheish Levarat Lo'aniyat B'Komet Tachasei. Avalo B'Patat B'Dogish, Lahaniya. Av Ki Ein Chilik B'Mashvos, Claims. I think the same thing to Maril. Yikovat Amorah Levarat B'Loshan HaKosuf, Kamo. Laudia Rocha El Besacha. Where did it say that? Where? I think it's in Yecheskel. I think it's a Haftor of a Parsha Chemo. It's towards the very end of the expert. Thomas?
It's one of
the Haftoras. I think it's the very towards the very end of them, I'm pretty sure. I told you there's a big bucky in Haftoras, but you cut. Okay, good.
It is Emma, yes.
Okay, good. Can you see? You had it run through. I don't know. I hope I'll pay. But that's where Sanat Khalid is from. Very beautiful puzzle. Ladia Rafa El Basin. Part? Very nice. Very nice. Good. The log? Yeah, fine. Levush argues, the Marami. Ramosh Ramotaya. Why? Two wicked men ail. Kishnaf Kochim. Komatz, kibol lohaniach, shoroshot, noach, minocha yo'ayin, shinyonu noach, kubat konach ha-teva. Rest. Rest. What you guys love? Menucha. Shabbos menucha. Everyone loves menucha. Oh. You guys are mach for 7 days. We'll make someone take a little some menucha here and there. Menucha. Oh. That's lohaniach tefillin. Lashon menucha. Of course, it is a... How should I say it? It's a kind of a hifil form. So we say, we give other examples, like Tanakh HaTeva, and Vayonach Reyom HaShvi, Vayonach B'chol Bum Mitzrayim, the Levush calls all these things. So Laniach Bracha Hifil, to cause a bracha to rest in your house, to cause the tefillin to rest on your arm. I'm not happy with one phrase in the Levush. I have it in my Havel Levush, I have it right on my desk, later on. By Levush, where he says as follows: Shenasa lehem makom sheyanichusha. I would have said Shenasa again, the cause the hifil. Shatfilin yonuchusha. That's what I would say. So I don't know. So that last phrase I have a little problem. In any event, fine. What's lahaniya? Oh, what is the niya? Yosef said to the brothers, leave Shimon behind. Leave the children. Before the children to rest. You don't leave the children. But that's a portion. Says in the Shabbos Chabad, Mitzvahs in Hanukkah, La Nicho, Laniyah near Hanukkah, a pesach basin of a chutz. Yeah, you leave it there. My recollection, I don't have it in front of me, is that believe it or not, I consider Avodas Yisrael passes that way. I'm going to have that to say here. Yeah, it's just, yeah?
I have it at home.
Oh. Get it scanned and sent up here. My recollection is, I recall, that the minister says Lahaniyah to him. Can you confirm or deny? No, not yet. But tomorrow I'll have an answer. So he was a big man, but that was a son of Yeshiva. In the next one, Nick, which he maybe felt the Lahaniyah was a little bit dry to cause it to rest. But they said, leave it there. Lahaniyah, Phil, I'll leave it there. Anyone in this room said, I'm a couple of Israelis. Any Americans who speaks Ashkenazis say Lahaniyah, Phil? No. And I guess the Israelis say Lahaniyah, Phil? Also no. So apparently this attack is not accepted, but there is a day out there. Now, you have a quote from some Mepharish, and I think, from my recollection, that Rabbi Bear, what is his cross? The same thing? No. Fine. Okay. Good. It's an interesting question, which will end this part of the shiur. When you tie it, is that a mitzvah, or is it a hechsher mitzvah? The mitzvah is what is on it. Now, if you mean it, then a woman, do the hiddur according to what she performed a little bit yesterday. Fine. Now we start today's main sukkah. Above side, lam and vav of an aleph is yadosh. Is the sub main tefillah, the tefillah chozer mevar. A statement. I'm not reading any Rashi. I'm learning the way Rashi learns it. No Rashi. Let's read straight. Sub in low sub low. Vashalach kapkiya bereder avuna mishmeder yochanan. Al tefillah shel yad omer baruch asher kachem mitzvos mitzvos lo yom tov. Al tefillah shel rosh omer baruch asher kachem mitzvos sivanu. Al mitzvos tefillah. So what are you telling me? Suffering tefillah the tefillah. Close the mevorah. Suffering low, suffering low. It says that you're supposed to make two brachas. Have it split the kashi. Our bayi rabbi davayu. Lo suffering mevorah. Amos. Suffering mevorah shtayim. End of the sugya for now. Stop. Later we'll get late. As you know by now, I'm not saying anything new, the two fundamentally different interpretations of this piece of the book. So, three rationals. Beit Tfilo the Tfilo, Beit Shiyad Asher Rosh, the Sipra Kona Shiyi Aniya Osan Ar Rosh, Lo Aniya, the Mishal Yad Masbo Lo Aniya, Mitzvah Tfilin, the Akshav Gomer Es HaMitzvah, Lo So, Ein Mevorech Ela Al Shal Yad Gulvad, So, the Baruch Shtayim. This is the famous sheet of Rashi, the Rambam, the Mechaber. You make one bracha total. I'm talking to my friend over here. Who else in this room makes only one bracha every one of them? And it's hard. Okay. Ashkenazim have a different pshat negamah. What's the different pshat negamah? Well, why? Let's first analyze Rashi first. Rashi says, you make Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, Akshav Gomer is a Mitzvah. I also know the students of Pesach and know that Al has a little bit of a flashback connotation. Le is going forward and Al includes going a little bit backwards. So Al Mitzvah's Tefillin, you finish Mitzvah's Tefillin, you make a bracha of Al. Al, get an impression of Rashi or Mosai. The Lo'aniyah Tefillin goes on both, and so does Al Mitzvah on both. But bookends, one before in Masvil, and one Akshav Gomer. So again, it's an impression that you can convey from here. Both brachos go on both tefillin, shalyan shirosh. One before, one after, bookends. Nu, so let's go. Having said this, let's read two more lines of the Gemara for Rashi. Tana, soch be tefillin tefillin, averi biyodo, v'chozer alea be'or v'yamachama. This is the end of the sugya for real. What does it say in Tosis? Averi biyodo, this is read Rashi first. I very beautiful the Chacham. What does that mean? Again, Sof makes people the Tefillah says Rashi. V'lo bire al sharosh el samach al bracha rishona makes laniach al bo. I very biyado because of the Chacham. In Armina, the Perek Meshuv Chacham. I yor brachalei me'aver she biyado. What's the problem? What's your terrible avera? You did a mitzvah without the requisite bracha. So it says a mitzvah you didn't say. Tosfos. Shari! And he quotes Rashi and says nothing. Just let it pass. Rashi says, the only avera is you left out a bracha of a mitzvah tefillin. What if you instead of a mitzvah tefillin, you're double signing? The average Jew who doesn't talk and says nothing on the air, he gets one mitzvah point. You said, you talk, you get two mitzvah points. Everyone should start talk, get mitzvah points. That's what it sounds like. Now I have both sides. Why is it again that the person talks has to make a new bracha? Says they say lo aniyach again. Second time, so I was still in it again. No, we changed the text. Why? Take a look at both in the Madana Yontif, if you don't mind. It says Kwan Zayin. Because the curses of brothers. Because the curses of brothers. And I'm Sam of the Rebates. The Rosh is the same as Tosis. But he adds things. We have Toma. Some of this is going to be the Tabit. We'll come to the Tabit later. Can you borrow it? Nagel Adia, Shemineh Shorosh Lamado. We'll just phrase it a little bit different. Make Adia a second time. Okay. You know what? Adia refers to the Shorosh. Shemineh Shorosh, Mavarok Nagel Mitzvahs, Shizuik Maravitz. Adami, Zayin, Post is brought to the Rodav Samuk. Kaiba, the Tchilas, and the Chosuk is Roah. Yesh lo levarak lo aniyah. Aval v'shal rosh, levarak la mitzvah, lo aniyah. We know why? Shekvar hiskil v'iniyah echad mehem. If you've been a tam, shal rosh, yikmar mitzvah, yikara dish, etc. A mitzvah. The other part, yikara, dal bat, l'shin, do that after the moment. Get an impression so far, at least according to Rashi, our mitzvah is not a fundamentally different problem than aniyah. Same thing. This is one slight difference. As you start the mitzvah already and you put on the shaliyah, we change the text, we tweak it, we fine tune it. There's no fundamental difference in Firashi between our mitzvahs, between the Laniyah tefillin, which is the mitzvah, which is the bracha on both, Yad HaRosh, and our mitzvah tefillin, which is something which is said after we start the mitzvah. So instead of saying Laniyah the second time, you say Al Mitzvahs. So it would appear on a simple, basic level, what we see so far. What will happen according to this, Rav Osai, if you Rashi, if you only put on tefillin shel rosh? You don't have shel yad. I'm asking a serious question. The Fizeh, we said until now, if you only put on tefillin shel rosh, what bracha we made according to Rashi so far, what we said? Who wants to raise their hand? What do you say? Laniach is right. Because we said so far, you're not wrong. But so far, we said until now, Laniach. There's no fundamental between the two brothers, or between the two tefillin, Shaliyah Shirosh. So it's one thing. It's a progression. You're starting Shaliyah, too late to make Laniach. Not all the last ones, you're making in the Gemara. Keranos is the fish. According to this right rational, at least until now, you make Laniach on Shaliyah only, Laniach on both, and Laniach on Shirosh only. Spread Laniach. All the time you make a mitzvahs, you began the process too late to make laniyah. It's a gemar. Introduce the bracha of mitzvahs. Take a look at the Mordechai Rav Osai there, so you see. Let's see if we get a different bracha, guys. The first Mordechai and Lamed Vav Shalach. Quotes Rashi. Ain't smart, he says. Also, bracha nitin the poshik dafka. And so, we make it a bracha the poshik. Hidden yimucha mezuma the kaivus is a poshik. You're not a poshaya, you can't make this bracha. Because if you do the right thing, you'll make laniya. Laniya an shalya, laniya an bo, laniya an shirosh. So, what do you make a special like a kind of a poshik? That's his kash. The Mordechai calls his kash. Oh. Miu, he says as follows. If you're Rashi, Yesh Lomar, Shutsu, Chacham, the Takash, Dev Robas. Why? Shere Shel Yad, Ein Amakam Shel Rosh. Velo Rosh Shel Yad. Upam, Shem Nea, Kolek, Levada. What does that mean? What he's basically saying? Othniel is right. In fact, Rashi's saying, you do Shel Yad, Levada, Yemei, Lodia. Shere Rosh, Levada, Yemei, Al Mitzvahs. That's what the Mordechai says, Pshat HaRash. I thought Zev was right. I thought Rashi says, Lodia. Right. But he's suggesting to defend for Rashi, no, it's not made for potion. It's made for people who don't have a tefillin shel yad. It's not their fault. They can't put it on. It's a, they have a wound on their hand. Right? That's all. Memela, once they ordained to Shabrama, someone who can't have no tefillin shel yad has a wound on his arm. They said, you know, use the same one of a mitzvah for the Shorosh after you said the shel yad and you would suffer in time. That's what the Mordechai effect is, they say. Fine. Good. The Rambam. What's the Pesach of the Rambam in this matter? You're a Sephardi. How many problems do you make? One. Take a look at the Rambam. You have the Rambam open it up. There, Dalit, look at Dalit. Rambam, the holy Rambam. Right. Al shel rosh mevorech, asher kesham b'sav b'sivan al mitzvah tefillin. Al shel yad mevorech, asher kesham b'sav b'sivan al adiyah tefillin. Strange how he started the shel rosh. He's born the Mishnah in Tchelis. Then tefillin shel rosh, and in Agavas shel yad, shem b'chel shel rosh, two mitzvahs. He started with shel rosh. Fascinating. So he started one at a time. What's the pshat? Why are we making it? So the whole new brother. Said Rabbeinu Manoah, Fisham Iker Mitzvah, Sherov Hashem is on it, Shin in the Dalit. Wow. Kedusha is on Yaser Mitzvah Shayad. Right? You can make Yad to Rosh and Rosh to Yad, Malav Hashem Marine. Therefore, for this reason, you make a separate bracha called Al Mitzvah's Tfilin. Al Mitzvah's Tfilin. Take a look at both sides in the Mordechai. Next one, okay? Swallows. So, Rabbi Levon Chonon Omer. Just me, one line out of context. So, the B, Shem Shal Rosh, Yesh Kedusha Yosef, Kid the Parishas Yael, Tikno Ben Brach Up if they ask one. That's Rabbi Levon Chonon, Rabbi Levon Chonon, Svar over here. Fine. Karanara, what Pshat says, it depends what it says in the pasuk. Shel Yad, it says Ukshartah, that's an action, Lahaniach. And Sharosh says Vahayu. So Vahayu is a state. So the Bruch is a mitzvah. What's Pshat? Why did I change the text? It's a little bit further on both sides. In the Mordechai, where the Shtark Ataina against Shitas Rashi. What's the Shtaka Tana against Shitas Rashi? Gemara Brachos. Why? In the Perek Haroa, it says, "Stop the Gemara." Al Tefillin the Dari Laniach. Al Mitzvahs. Al Shorosh Al Mitzvah. Duration of the Laniach. The Gemara Brachos says, "Oh, an average person's daily schedule." And I'm so Brachos. It's a whole series of brachos, and he threw it in the mix. It's a daily affair. That's the push of shot at Gubal the Akasha. I want to show it to you one more time. The Dibre Chavudis, we ask the same thing. Well, he has it, but the Dibre Chavudis also has it. It's good to see things twice. Gemara in Brachos. That's leave that for the moment. Now, the It's also your shaman, it's a bit more like what, but I'm going in there right now. The more, I got ahead of myself. Back to the Mordechai for a minute. Sorry. Back to the Mordechai for a minute. He quotes the Gemara, the stomach of the Gemara sounds very much like Rabbi Natan, and every day you make two brachas. That's the Rabbi Natan. In detail a little later on. Okay. He also told him that he was Shalmi. There's the following line over here in the Mordechai. The Rashi also has a right. Why? Perhaps the Shorosh, he says, what do you mean to make the bracha over Asiyos? It doesn't work. This is the paragraph I got. This is before we read Rabbeinu Chanan. Read it again. Sase shall be right out of Pesha Kuntris. And then I'll come out and ask Shir, by the Hidu, because it's gracious for the small little dollars. The fish of a Mishal Yad, Shayaf Hidu. I will show Rosh, Hakesha Kavua Beome. It's already put on your head. It's already tight. No. Shalom Vidoka, that the Kesha Shal Rosh, Shayaf Hidu Tsas, is the gracious there. This is an interesting back and forth over here. Question. He's bringing a raya to Rashi, right? Bringing a raya to Rashi. Wow, this is so effective. Before he gets to the Bedok HaKteret, there's no Hizuk when it comes to Shorosh. So Rashi's right. To Rashi didn't like flip. Rashi's great, right? Ask me a question. Yeah. It's Pilei Ploim. What is raya? He bring in a raya since it's impossible to make a problem. Overlast the Yosef. By Shorosh, there's no Hiduk, so it must be that Rashi's right. Rebbeinu Shalom, but Sach, he makes a bracha what? Al Mitzvah's tefillin. What did he make that? Presumably, Obelas Yosef. Unless you want to say, okay, similar question. All right. So maybe, I'm not supposed to help your problem. Your problem is worse than this problem. So let's see, our problem, maybe it's trying to be that since the problem is made in the Gemar, maybe you don't need Obelas Yosef. Maybe you don't need Obelas Yosef. The afterwards was a very, very chashev Rosh Hashiva, his name will not mention, who insisted in the Shia gave him Aishul, an Israeli Rosh Hashiva. Very chashev Rosh Hashiva. Very chashev yeshiva in the holy city. Then the Shia saying, of course, you make the bracha of this tefillin after you put the tefillin on your afterwards. Look at this from Mars. Mishnah Berurah. Maybe he helped Zazam and Lumpus. So the Gemar, maybe the quarter of any time. Also, the Gemar, so you make it afterwards. No, that's not going to help your question, right? That's going to work. Not going to work, because whether Zeb is right, or Yorkiel is right, or the Karanor, or whatever, some bracha, the guy only has a Shal Rosh, you do make a bracha. How is that going to be Obelas Yosef?
It's not a bracha of Obelas Yosef, maybe. I don't remember where.
In other words, if he's right, it's Lundi after his stuff. But if you're right, it's our mitzvahs. Maybe our mitzvah is the bracha, even if you're putting on Shal Rosh only, it's still on the Gemara, Kach Tifta. Maybe. Okay. Matt, you only have to try to answer your question. I think if you answer the question, perhaps this is a possible, a possible answer. Again, according to Rashi, our mitzvah's tefillin is not a typical Birchas HaMitzvah. We're suggesting now, the difference, right, a little bit, it's a bracha on the Gemara. For the Rebbeinu Tam, no, it's a typical Birchas HaMitzvah. Yushia Seir, as the case may be, Ober Lasi Yosef. They gave a donkak answer over here, that it's, there is a possibility of it. How come I've tried in this book? Fine. Now, another writer to Rashi, over here in the Mordechai, another writer to Rashi. But Tchilo Shiyada says, Uksharta, Zika Mitzvah. Moses says, Uksharta. Take a look. On both. Yeah. There is a hiduk, because the hanocha comes before the hiduk, is all included. As opposed to hanocha, the drosh is coming before the hiduk, not included in the kshata, perhaps. That's what he possibly means. Fine. Rabbi Osai. So Rabbi Natan says, let's let the carrot debate. Rabbi Natan is what all of us do. What do we do? Every single day, what do we make? We make, take a look, and it's probably in the Mordechai. Moses also. Torah Rabbi Natan, but before the Nun Aleph. The Koyer Shal Rosh Davka. The Hecha, the Sof, Bavarat, Glaniach, Tchila, Vachakam, Baruch, Abis, is Tchilin. Al Shal Rosh. Both. So the Haniach, you always make Al Shal Yad. Then what happens if you put on the Shal Rosh? When you put on the Shal Rosh? If you haven't spoken, make Abis, is only. And if you did speak, guess what? Because a new Haniach, and it's another, and the Amitzvahs. That's what's called, we all know that. Menech Ramah. I hope no one ever speaks between one and the other, but in case of Chalila happens, that's a dick. Rabbi Natan Shik. And now what's going to happen, I've always said, one Rabbi Natan, you only have a Sharosh. You only have a Sharosh. You don't have any Shalyah. What is the halacha lefi Rabbi Natan? You only have a Shel Rosh and nothing else. Says the Mordechai. The Vier al-Odom, Shaloyu lakchil Sharosh, guess what? Mevorech aleihem shtayim lo niyach gam mitzvahs tefillin. Vayinu kemol soch. Look at that. Rabbi passed the local lemais. Rabbi Rabbi Natan's nephew. Passed like Miyom. Okay. This is the simple pshat in the sheet of the Rabbi Natan. Okay. Everyone with me so far? Any questions? Raise your hand now. So far so good. So far so good. Good. Now. Take a look at both sides in the Vandana Yashiv, Sivkota Mem. So the Rosh has something fascinating over here. The Rosh said, Vani Aisi Mavarak Brocha Achas Fialdusi. He came Shabbat in the Gori Ochi. So Mishum, Rav Shmuel Mi Bro. He came and the Pligi Bar Rabbosa told Yosu, Shaloli Barak, the Brocha Zain Mahakwis. Mashi Barak, Brocha Levatol. Ad Shalomadati Menachas. Who wants to guess how old the Rosh was when he learned Menachas? And the younger than you, right? The Nira Lee, the Fabriata de Gemara, Shish Lavarak, Shtei Brochas. Bechene Noah Marami Rutenberg. Sure. Unbelievable pshat of the Nadalion. Changing the gears. The nearly the Fabrieta, the Gemara Garcia, the Fabrieta, the Gemara Garcia. Stop. Not the Menachs. Why? If the gears are shalala, the Brochus Perik Haroe, that Saber, Sheet the mills of the Megorosh de Brochus, the Gassin Asam. Timon Abtvilin Adare in his arm, Lema Baruch, Lania. Aresha Lema Baruch, Amitzvah Tvilin. Aim Nira Loma, the Bayer is so dark. The Beminion of Brochus de Baruch, the Koyom Kosik Asam. Utvihani, the Tosis de Asam, Doch appears Rashi de Hopper. Should the Doch Aglova, the Utvish de Brochus, the Nia, Amitzvah, the Shach of Ora Aveir. Those who call the high time of the Gemara with the knock of Yosel, Lanish day brachas, but meaning that brachas, but call you all. What comes to squat that is there, right? I love Rabbein, the way the Tloa, look, yet me hold on, you know why? Ev Shabakoro, the Shmoa, Shlohoya, the Gisaso. Kumashi Kwakasaf, the Sham, If it's a Buddha saying about look it up, that the whip and the rush, they call home, they left the whole thing out. They didn't have it. He claims that the Buddha should say Ashulamati Menachas, Ashulamati Brachas. Wrong a little bit. Okay, so that's what it means. This is such a wapa chidish to say, to take out the word Menachas and put in the word Brachas or Ashulamati. Help. Moshav Shara Bosai is not that way. Moshav Shara Bosai is what the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon or Bosai in Simon Chayes Vesir, in Simon Chalpeis of Kod Yuzayin. I want everyone to open to the Gemara, Lam and Vav, whoever has it on the Shulchan Aruch, open to the Gemara, Chalpeis of Kod Yuzayin. Gra reads that what we don't see. We fooled ourselves like nine and a half below Yeru. But the Gra saw everything. Kopei will see the Shavanarov in the middle of Sipei. The Yadir Shal Yad Tfila, Yavarach Ladiyah Tfilin. Chakak Yadir Shal Rosh, Vlo Yavarach. He broke on the Shem. Barak Bet Yosef. Bravo. Yes, offering the Lord, I'll show Rosh, I'll miss his children. I feel the law you've sick with great time. Okay, first, I'm going to be asking us for the Lord, which they brought. We told Lord, I'm coming, I'm a Brach Ashnia, Brach Shem, Brach Hussle the Lord, to avoid a Chalila Brach Hussle the Lord. Comes the Guru, and says this whole thing is a tempest in the teapot, and fighting back and forth. It all depends on one word. One word. One single solitude. It's not of it. One word. What's the word? Chose. We have a girsa, top line of Tamavah. Omer Apista. Sof ben tefillah tefillah. Choser umavar. What does choser mean? In English, one word translated. Return, or how do we say it? Go back. Repeat. It means return to repeat. Repeat. Sofren tefillah tefillah choser b'marek. Before shagav ben atah, you repeat. Let me have tefillah. Slam dunk. Says the helig agrah. Look inside. The pirish tos the sham. The pal bechidah girsal. The girsal says the svarim shalom choser b'marek. He after the farish the pirish tos. Throw them out. Otherwise, my paruch and my mishani. Kotetan chuma. Finish. The girsal says arvid v'arava. The logar sin and chose, Rabbi Osai, who could identify themselves? Who, with all your internets and your computers, could find any manuscript which has a so called years? Look at the riff. Look at the riff. Don't look it up. Trust in the Gra. See the Gra here. The riff printed in Arab Gemara says, chose. On the side it says, the Gra took it out. What's going on over here? Rambam, we have Rambam's Sabbath Shas, but I don't know what the Rambam's gears to it. It's an unusual girl. You think, if you only read this girl, you think, yeah, you open the rift and find the word chose is missing. No. Look up, you don't trust me, look up your rift. Look, see. Mine says chose, and the side says it. Yeah, well, it's not there. Yeah, that's going on in the circle. It's not there, because the girl said it wasn't there. Well, what does that mean? I had a manuscript. I don't think it's. Let's go back. Logasin Khozer El Bavarit Al Karma Kapirish Rashi. Bidaj Rashi Marib Rabba Mikur. Rashi. The gear said the doom of the gears. You don't have gears. Until the squad of Adam's gears. The Khodamio. Logasin Khozer. Uriah Machrachas. This is a rise, a whole bombshell rise. Masha Kosim until Sephs of the Brahmas break above Allah Tesla of his other Shalom. Ukshamidicha Omer. Asher kudushar l'adiyach tefillin v'kushat sumo l'pirish tosis v'etosef tanal. They give you a whole list of brachos you make, and guess what's not there? I'm interested. It's just not there. Look it up. It's not there. Not going to put up real beautiful kushas. I predict it's still not going to be there. Even though it's over. Three times. Hapsha, Bilsha, Nevapsha. And all three is not going to be there. What a riot. Whoa. What a riot. The Kosha Mitosef, the Perkanal, the Halakha Yates, have a Birchas Trumas of Meiser, Mizal Shona, the Mahalakh is Trumas of Meiser, it's the Birch Brochadas. If what the rabbi bring out of Shmaisi, he'll have to do it. Shemir for Shmaisi, true for Shmaisi, by Sironi, by Sasheni, by Basaras, by Sop, by Nehem, by Rav Aras. If this is the name of Rav Akalach, the Rav Rav Rilo, they post the Tumish of another edition, which will not be seen by a test. For lo, we give a Shemar Rav Klar, I'm all silent. No, here too. For the Yovel of Rav Rav Aras, I feel kind of mitzvah, Shemalukim, Kolechem, if they ask, they'll show, for lo, Shem Akalem. Rakan lo, Hifsik. Yo! Hey, Taz Tasek Adai, the Rav Beis Brochas al Shemrosh, Shestok Benem, Akash Shal Yad Formula, the Hank Shayla Latul Shemrosh, was called to the Bumps and Beis, the Hank Yoma, Beis Tomer Tzidon, Abbas Agas, Umash the Mikama Talis, Shal Tzidon, the Bosh of Masah, the Rav 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 Agas, Shusi Benem, the Kani Rav Beis Brochas Levad, Loniach Shabir Kfor al Shal Yad, can't be. He's fighting that Rashi is right. Rav is right. There's a gears which we don't have to my knowledge. If you find somewhere else, I'd like to know where that gears is. It's only one kasha. The bombshell kasha. A stam de Gemara is a bronze of Sama. Give it to the list of every day's events. I'll give you a list. Get up in the morning, the council wakes you up. And then he says, get up for dawn. Then you don't get up and pours water on. And then you get up and you go to the men's room and then you make a brother brought for this, the Tilsa Dime and Asher Yatzer, and then they make a Brucha Satara, and then you make this, and you make a Lanier, and you make an Amitra, and you make a Stephanie Bina, and then you make Osley Shrub and Burk. That's a daily routine! How can it mean it's only once in a year if you're a Poshe? That's the bombshell Kasha. We saw before in the Divya Chavus. Can't believe why the Torah says that Kasha. It didn't have the gears. Remember that felt and pedder was the easiest way out. The Mechamur, the Madan took that took care of brothers out. Brought to the word calls are out. Okay. You're strong and everything. Oh, there's a different answer to this question. The Kush is toast this brothers stomach on the base, the Maskal Asher, the Chule. Shadoha Klefare, Shom, Kimanak Adare, Areshe, the Chule. The Hipsik. Guess who wins this kasha first? Al Gemara! The Gra reads type this kasha into Al Gemara. Look! Kushyas the Pora Gemara Menachos Lemon Gov! The Gemara has the kasha. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Amarav, Kisla, Sokbein, Tvila, the Tvila, Mivarech. Mivarech. Let's call it a Mivarech. Mivarech. Sokin. Low, soft, low. Then often until Sefta, in Brachas, you make two Brachas every single day. That's exactly the Gemara's kasha. Answer to Gemara, no. That Brisa, Membra, you make two Brachas, is only referring to a case of soft. The Gemara is the Tosha's kasha. And the Gemara gave Rashi's answer. Can you believe that? The Gemara is the kasha. For Mishani, soft, Membra, based on where's the Loma? The Brachas, Shem Choshev, Seder Brachas. The Choshev, Nami, Kama Brachas, Nimsu, the Mitzvahs, Tzvillin, Til, Betruma, Maisa, Kanal, Kibbehiv, Sik, Benayim. Well, if you tell a plea, the Lord, the Nama Tosefta, the Yerushalmi, etc., and Azoa, woo! Kain, the Relief, the Kain, Yikar. Yes, sir.
If that's the question, the Gemara was, why doesn't the Gemara post the Tosefta instead of Reveal? That's the same question. Really much of the brothers.
No. I'm reading them our brothers. I'm going to make a big bold move. If I had a little chat. Brothers, yeah. Sab Sabbath. We do the more inside. This is the best chat in the world. Oh, to a whole list. What has it start? Start over here on both sides. Folks here about Asher Yotzar. Actually, starts from Abba after that. Then it starts after Shama, the next bracha. Then also the Seth then Poker Imrim, Abdi Rasurim, Malbi Sharumim, Zogim Kufufim, Rabbi Arsalamayim, Mechim Batsadeh Gavar, also the Gonsarki, all his Shabbat Gvura, all his Shabbat Sephora, the Sadi Batsitis, Ash Daniah, Kibana, Daniah, and then Areshe. Who's speaking of here? Who said all this? Let's start from the beginning. הנכס זה שם. Tomorrow, same time, same station. We'll be able to try to get the answer.